Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
Essa é a SBS em português.
Os povos aborígenes e das ilhas do Estreito de Torres têm uma profunda conexão espiritual com sua terra, que se entrelaça com identidade, o senso de pertencimento e o modo de vida. A terra representa o lar de seus ancestrais, a base da existência desse povo e também é guardiã de suas histórias. Ontem, Deidre Martin é uma mulher Wabanja, da nação Yuin, e incorpora essa profunda conexão com a terra. Ela é uma respeitada anciã e guarda florestal aborígene que trabalha com o National Parks and Wildlife Service em Darwin Country, que fica no estado de Nova Gales do Sul. Ela diz que a terra não é uma entidade a ser possuída, mas sim uma parte inseparável dela que precisa ser respeitada e cuidada.
I can't speak for all people, but for me, with the land, we don't and never will own the land. We have a role to protect the land, our country. The land is what provides us with food, water, shelter, only to name a few. Land is a terminology, but it runs through our veins. It's our first breath, and it will be our last.
A conexão entre os povos das Primeiras Nações e as suas terras é imensamente profunda, de modo que o simples fato de estar próximo a essas terras é suficiente para evocar um sentimento de pertencimento que transcende as palavras.
Spirituality is my strength, a sense of belonging, a connection, and a sense of knowing your country. For instance, when I'm traveling home from Sydney, as soon as I come around the Kaiama Bend, I look down the coast. And the feeling of belonging just overcomes me, and I think, I'm home.
Agora, vamos conhecer Desmond Campbell, um orgulhoso homem Gurindji e Alawá Nawakan, do Território Norte. Ele é CEO da Welcome to Country, uma organização que tem como objetivo promover o crescimento da riqueza e do sucesso das comunidades aborígenes e das ilhas do Estreito de Torres. Ele conta sobre o que sente sempre que volta para sua casa.
When you're on that dirt track, there's this anticipation as you're seeing key sort of hills and trees that's telling you that you're getting closer and closer and closer. And so there's this build, and I'm getting goosebumps actually thinking about it now that I'm in Sydney and thinking about being home, being on country. There's this anticipation that you know what you're going to smell, you know what you're going to taste, you know who you're going to see. It's just this familiarity that just has will never leave you.
Ele diz que é um lugar onde você pode ser quem você é e se sentir seguro.
Very joyful happiness feelings that really rises all the senses in your body. But although we didn't grow up there permanently, it's as if we were there just yesterday. Every time we go there, it's just so familiar to us. And you just feel safe. You feel like you're in a place that you can be who you are as an Aboriginal person. You can speak the language and people know what you're saying. You can hear the language.
Campbell enfatiza a importância de retornar regularmente à sua terra ancestral, não apenas para a preservação de sua cultura e idioma, mas também pela profunda conexão espiritual que isso promove. Ele diz que essa conexão é o que o capacita a liderar a sua organização com mais eficiência.
Fills me up, fills my spirit up. It allows me to be able to be living in a place like Sydney and work for an organization like Welcome to Country. Through this platform at Welcome to Country, we're sharing culture and language from all these different countries all around Australia. So for me to be able to be leading that, I need to be maintaining my culture and my language and have that integrity. And I can only do that by going home from time to time.
Ele explica que sua conexão espiritual com a terra vem das histórias que ouvia quando criança. elas continham conhecimentos e lições importantes sobre a terra.
The Gurindji side, which is on my father's side, that's desert country. The animals are different, the seasons are different. So the stories were different as well, because entwined with those stories were lessons about when you can go hunting during different seasons and what you can hunt. Entwined with those stories were lessons about if you do the wrong, for instance, if you play with fire during the wrong season, the consequences of a big bushfire happening and the consequences of destroying flora and fauna habitats that might be important for cultural harvesting.
Bradley Hardley é um orgulhoso homem das tribos Niamba, Yualariai, Kuuma e Kamilaroi e um guardião atual das armadilhas de peixes aborígenes Bruwurrunu, que ficam ao longo do rio Barwon. Ele diz que o rio é o seu sangue e faz parte da sua identificação.
I'm about 700 meters north of Fish Traps. So I live on a deep part of the river. I'm a river person, and off that river, I'm black soil person. The river's my blood. The river's my identification with the community that brings community together. We need all those to become one.
Hardy continua compartilhando histórias e relatos sobre sua terra. Ele trabalha como guia local para o Museu Cultural Aborígene de Brawurrana. Ele diz que sente que é seu dever manter as histórias vivas, as passando para as próximas gerações.
I'm fortunate enough I'm around a lot of the old people a lot of time, and they got to share a lot of this stuff with me. And I'm glad I took notice of a lot of that stuff. And often explain this on tour. I learn from old people to share with the young. That's how I keep it evolving. So I explain to people when I do tours of the fish traps in the museum that the tour is never about me, but it's about honoring my old people, sharing with the young. And laying a platform for the young ones to keep sharing our history of the world. And it's our duty to do that as people.
Conhecidas como uma das construções humanas mais antigas do mundo, as armadilhas de pesca são feitas de rochas estrategicamente colocadas em formas de U e C. Elas não servem apenas para reunir e capturar peixes, mas para permitir que alguns deles passem por elas e continuem seu ciclo de vida. Hardy diz que esse é um lugar sagrado onde muitas tribos se reuniam.
It's a sacred site. We've got to try to protect it. People ask, oh, can I go down and do that? I said, no, we try not to have just anyone go into them traps, you know. It's mainly for our people, you know, like for what's happened in the past. We don't want people blowing them up or anything like that. So that's our main duty, is to not only tell people about them and keep it evolving amongst our young people, but for the world, oh, these places are special places like the traps.
O Parque Nacional, onde Auntie Deirdre trabalha, tem uma infinidade de locais sagrados, paisagens que têm grande significado para os povos das Primeiras Nações. Ela também ressalta a importância de ter conhecimento sobre esses locais antes de visitá-los. Existem, por exemplo, locais designados apenas para homens ou para mulheres.
They are knowledgeable places that you can't visit until you get the knowledge. Like, for instance, the men's and women's sites. We all have a responsibility to our country by sharing and passing the responsibility to our upcoming future, the youth and our young ones. I enjoy going up there because the actual site that I take them down to is a women's site, and I could share that story. Sort of hard because you have a lot of male.
Conversar com as comunidades indígenas locais sobre as regiões onde se quer visitar ou pesquisar por meio do Conselho de Terras local não apenas demonstra respeito, mas também oferece uma oportunidade de descobrir a verdadeira história dos povos das Primeiras Nações da Austrália.
And that's why we want people to come out and learn about our stuff. Yeah, whether it be the fish traps here or whether it be a lot of our other history too or in different places, we want people to come and to really get the truth of our history, so they can't just read about it in different books or stuff, but come and see. You know, we want people to come out and learn about this stuff, but also be mindful and respectful of our stuff too.
SBS.
O SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Adriana Weinstock para SBS em português.
Curta, compartilhe e comente. Siga a SBS em português no Facebook.
like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at ThreeRiversFestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.